Today is an incredibly important day. It's International Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, a day that commemorates the death of a newborn. And joining us now is a woman who unfortunately knows too well what losing a child feels like. Samantha Rowe is also now the founder of Memories of an Angel and on this significant day joins us now. Samantha, thank you. It feels like up until now, miscarriages, children that are born, stillborn, it's seen as a private tragedy and it's something that people don't want to talk about, that you can't tell your friends, your family, your employers, certainly not about. How do we change that?
It's a big question. I think through people like myself and other bereaved parents being open and honest and transparent about their journey, their loss, their heartbreak, and the realities of child loss or baby loss, it impacts so many parts of your life. It's not just the particular moment. Time will pass, but you will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. So I think it's such an enormous issue and it has an enormous impact on your life, your family's life, your friends' lives. And I think once we start talking about that, the realities of it, that perhaps then the broader society will start to understand little by little, because it is obviously going to be a long process, but they will start to better understand, I guess, the experience that we're living and the challenges that we're faced with, because it doesn't all stop once the baby dies. You know, you've got milestones, triggering situations, discussions, scenarios for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Like any grief, I mean, you have all of those milestones. Today, gosh, it must be such a bittersweet day for you. One, there's you have the power to be able to give this day recognition and to give it force and to make changes. On the other hand, the losses that you've been through are incredible. And I'm sorry, this is a really hard question, but just so the listeners can get some kind of idea, how many children have you lost?
We have lost 11. And we still have empty arms. So, yeah, it's been a long road, a long, hard road. It's been costly in a way that I'm not talking about financial, you know, emotionally, socially, in regards to our employment, that has at times become strained. It's been a horrendous journey, which we are crossing our fingers it's not over, and we hope that our new strategy and path will give us a different outcome. But it has been very, very hard.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Those 11 losses of those 11 children, it was both miscarriage and stillborn?
Yeah. So we've got three stillbirths, separate stillbirths, all sons. Cooper was stillborn on Valentine's Day in 2014. Hudson was stillborn on the 23rd of January 2015. We then had identical twins, Momos, they're called, Emma and Zoe. They passed away from cord entanglement on the 30th of the 8th, 2015. We had miscarriages in October 2016, December 2016, November 2017, December 2017. Noah was stillborn on the 8th of October last year, and then this year we've had another two miscarriages. It's way too long a list. It really is.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Where do you and your husband get the strength to then continue to try to be able to do what you're doing here today, to be able to talk, to be able to give other people courage and strength? Where does that come from within you?
I guess I probably would say I'm a pretty determined and resilient person at the best of times. And it's not to say that this has not shaken me to my core, because it has. Each time we are pregnant, we are so optimistic, which I'm sure the general public will totally not understand and think we're crazy. But I'm very conscious and very aware of our history. But each time you see those two pink lines and you have another opportunity, the hope just floods you and you're like, this is it. This could be it. This might be our chance. This might be the one that is actually going to make it. So, yeah, it's not to say that we're not sticking our head in the sand and ignoring the risks or the complications or the challenges that we've experienced. You know, we're very in tune and in contact with our hospital and our care providers, and you know, we're very well aware of our odds as such, which are, they're heavily stacked against us. But the the desire to parent a living child is something that's incredibly strong. I've always wanted to get married and have babies since I was a very young girl. So I'm not willing to give up on our journey until I've, you know, pursued every single potential opportunity.
Samantha Rowe is with you. She has also created an organisation called Memories of an Angel, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But when you heard Christina Keneally there speak about how do we make this a health issue, a public health issue, that you get the support that you need, when you spoke about the 11 children that you've lost, how supported were you? I mean, did it affect you financially? I know this is not a financial conversation, but at the same time, you don't want to lose your job on top of everything else. Were you given that support? Would something like a safer baby bundle help you?
Definitely. All of the I've read the release and all of the initiatives and the programs that she's suggesting to implement would be so incredible. There's many people that when they find themselves in this situation, one of the additional stresses, which you don't even think about at the time, is financial. In my particular case, often or every time I deliver a baby, afterwards I become quite ill. So I'm in hospital for a decent amount of time. So by that time, usually I've had a challenging pregnancy. So I've had significant time off work. I've used all my sick leave. You know, so just that, let alone then losing that baby, you've got the financial responsibility of burying that child. So any financial support, there's plenty of families that are so needy when this situation arrives. You know, they already have exhausted many of the avenues they have available to them and their funds are running low. So I would absolutely love if this could really get legs and get up, because I think it has the potential to impact and assist so many families.
You've created a group called Memories of an Angel. What does Memories of an Angel do?
So primarily we started providing keepsakes, as in awareness ribbons, pins, wristbands, and this all came about because after we lost our second son, Hudson, we were invited to attend a service, and I searched high and low to try and find a ribbon pin or a pin that we could wear, and there was nothing. It was all located overseas, and by this point the memorial was 2 or 3 days away. So after the memorial, well, Paul, actually, my partner, cut out a cardboard, printed a ribbon off online, cut it into some cardboard, glued it together, and we wore it as a pin to the service that particular day. And when we came home, he said to me, "We need to do better than this, don't we?" So I had just recently been retrenched from a job, and I had signed for a new job, and I had a little bit of money left over, so I invested that money in shipping in a heap of these ribbons and pins and created the page and made them available for local Australian families so that they now could have these things readily accessible.
And even though it is something as simple as a ribbon, as a pin, how significant is it? Because peer-to-peer support and having someone that truly understands what you've been through must be significant within itself. How does it help?
Oh, it's everything. It's absolutely everything. The professional services and supports that exist are fantastic, but, you know, they're not always going to be there at 2 a.m. when you're awake because you can't sleep. You've spent hours crying because you're just heartbroken about your child. Your partner might be in bed asleep. There's online closed platforms, groups that are full of women just like me. And for me, those were absolutely paramount. These women have experienced the loss themselves. They understand it. And the level of care and concern in these groups is just phenomenal. So when I went into labour, I had women, you know, there was updates saying, "How's things going with Samantha? Has anyone heard?" Like, they actually really genuinely care about you. You build such bonds in there. And it can be with people you've never met, but you know about their loss, their history. They know about yours. And it's just an incredible bond which is built.